In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now the helpings of humble pie served up in New Orleans last Sunday are probably faded somewhat. Erased now by the humble pie that could be coming in the days ahead as this winter quarter draws to a close. Was it humble pie that Pastor Paul was trying to serve up to First Church Corinth when he wrote, "Brothers, consider what you were." Consider what you were. That's enough to make you stop in your dead in your tracks. It's enough to make you stop and think about your past and also about your present. The scrapbooks of our lives have those few pages in it in which we have the events and the achievements of which we are justly proud. There are also many pages in those scrapbooks of the events, the words and actions of which we would just as soon forget. And when our lives are placed under the microscope of God's law, the only thing we can consider is the truth of our confession. I, a poor, miserable sinner. Consider what we were, and still so often are, God did. He considered our words and our actions that we speak against one another, words and actions that cut and that hurt and dismiss others. He considered the puny achievements we amass in our accounts to justify our existence. He considered the wisdom and power that we so often lord over others. And he considered the pride that encases our lives and our hearts. God did consider us, what we were and what we are. What we consider our wisdom, God saw as foolishness. What we consider our strength, God saw as weakness. What we consider our life, God saw as death. And when he saw our weakness, our death, our foolishness, he chose to do something about us. God chose the lowly, small town Bethlehem, lowly maiden Virgin Mary, low job on the totem pole shepherds, to carry out his plan of sending his son to become our flesh and bone. God chose the weak, the deaf and the mute, the crippled and the diseased, the poor and the outcast, to show the overwhelming strength and power that he has over Satan and sin. And God chose the foolish, a cross, the death of his son, to accomplish for us what we could never accomplish on our own, the forgiveness of our sin, life, and salvation. Pastor Paul reminds us, it is because of him, because of the God who chose the foolish, the weak, the lowly, that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Splashing through the water and word at our baptism, the Holy Spirit broke the sonic barrier of our pride and our sin, and put us in Christ Jesus. into his life, his righteousness, his holiness, his redemption. Contrary to what some may think, this passage from Pastor Paul's epistle to the Corinthians is not anti-intellectual, nor is it anti-learning. Jesus died to take away your sins, not your mind. The intellect and the learning, the studies and the hours, the assignments and the teaching loads are all there to help us boast. To boast of our Lord Christ and what he has done for us and continues to do in and through us. After all, God still chooses the foolish, the weak, the lowly, even us, the redeemed ones of the Lord, to carry out his work here on earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.